Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich does not want a 345-volt power line along the thoroughfare known as the Beltline, but he says the city shouldn't spend money in a legal fight it probably couldn't win. Madison architect Kenton Peters wanted at least part of the power line buried along the six-lane highway.
Granted, the Beltline is not a thing of beauty, but it could be. One travels around parts of the country and sees beautiful roadways that are pleasant to drive on, that are well landscaped, and they enhance the entire community.
City pressure did prompt American Transmission Company to promise to protect the appearance of a city golf course and UW Arboretum, but none of the 32-mile power line will be buried. Bob Norcross heads the Gas and Electric Division at the Public Service Commission, the agency which okayed the project.
Well, a principal reason is cost. It was determined that it would be much more expensive to do undergrounding than not doing undergrounding. So it was principally on a cost basis.
Construction of the high-voltage line is expected to begin in 2011. In making their decision, PSC members noted that rapidly growing Dane County imports 50% of its power because of old and inefficient power plants. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.